As Time Goes By, written by Bob Larbey, starring Judi Dench as Jean and Jeffrey Palmer as Lionel. You must remember this. This is for the
Why did you want to come into a music store anyway?
Well, we used to when we were young. We used to browse through the EPs, remember?
EPs? They used to be called record shops in those days.
Do you have a CD player?
No, I've got a gramophone.
Gramophone? Does it have a wind-up handle and a big horn on the top?
Record player, then. Oh, times change, don't they?
Yes, they have a habit of doing that.
I mean, look at this. Joseph Locke is on CD.
Joseph Locke? We saw him at the Hackney Empire.
So we did. What did he sing?
Oh, something military, I expect. He generally sang something military.
Nothing of Johnny Ray's here.
Oh, I didn't know you liked Johnny Ray.
I couldn't stand him.
Well, why are you thinking that?
Well, it was one song he used to sing. Walking My Baby Back Home.
That doesn't sound like your cup of tea.
No, it wasn't. Atmospheric, though. When I was called out for national service, it seemed everybody at the camp was singing.
Yes. Where did it go? Gee, but it's great when you're staying out late, walking my baby back home. Well, I'm not going to sing the whole song.
Dreadful lyrics.
Why did you all sing them, then?
Oh, I don't know. Seemed romantic in its day. You know, walking one's baby back home.
Yes. We started to pet, and that's when I get her powder all over my vest. Well, it's quite evocative, really. I mean, we did wear powder.
The vest bit worried me until I found out it was American for waistcoat. I kept wondering what he was doing walking his baby back home in his vest.
You never walked me back home. You walked me back to the nurse's home.
Mm. I was the envy of all the battalion, you know, going out with a nurse.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Something to do with the fact that nurses knew all about anatomy. It gave them an erotic mystery.
Did you believe that?
Well, I suppose I must have done.
Is that where you picked me up in the park?
You weren't in uniform, remember?
Oh, no, so I wasn't.
And I didn't pick you up. I asked you the way to Curzon Street.
You forward thing.
It was all I could think of to say.
Mm. Four times you took me out before you kissed me.
And then we clashed noses and banged our heads against the wall of the nurse's home. Pretty smooth, wasn't I?
Well, it shows what an innocent I was, because I actually thought you were.
Funny, isn't it? When you look back on those days, you think, Jean, what are you doing on the floor?
Don't look at me.
All right, but what are you doing?
Someone I don't want to see.
Who?
She's in blue.
I can't see anybody in blue.
Don't look at me.
Well, I can't. Don't you think you'd better stand up? People are looking.
All right. I swear she was there.
Oh, no.
She's behind us now.
Well, will she recognize you from the rear?
She's facing the other way. Sidle out quietly.
Sidle?
Yes, quick, sideways.
Well, now everybody's looking.
Doesn't matter. When we get near the door, run for it.
What do we do then? Split up and make contact in Prague? Oh, all right.
Now, run.
Stop.
What?
If you run out with two CDs in your hand, you're shoplifting.
Oh, no, she's seen me.
Jean.
Oh, Penny.
How lovely to see you.
Well, how lovely to see you.
What a dear little garden you have, Jean. And fancy bumping into each other like that.
It's fancy.
And lovely to meet you, Leslie.
Lionel.
Awful at names. I'm only up in town for one day. A bit of shopping, you know, that sort of thing. I did try and let you know that I was coming up, Jean, but you must have been out. What a pretty little garden. Isn't it pretty? Do you have a garden, Leslie?
I live in a flat. I mow the window box from time to time.
Oh, you poor man. I always think that life without a garden is... Now, what about you two? How long have you known each other?
Ah, well...
Just a few months. I've got some strawberries in the fridge.
Mm, scummy.
Would you give me a hand, Lionel?
Yes. If you want me to?
No, don't steal him.
Well, I'll give him back. Shan't be a moment.
All right.
What do you mean, a few months?
Look, She doesn't know about us, and I don't want her to.
Why?
Lionel, she's my sister-in-law. I was married to her brother. You don't think I told him about us?
I don't know.
Well, it stands to reason. So don't let anything slip.
Well, I'll do my best, but I'm not very good at deception.
Oh, I don't know. You deceived me into thinking you wanted to know the way to Curzon Street.
All right. But why all that nonsense in the record shop?
Oh.
I mean, she goes on a bit, but she seems quite nice.
Yes, she is. It's just that since David died, she's made it her mission in life to feel sorry for me. Poor Jean this, poor Jean that.
I don't think of you as poor Jean.
Nor do I, but she does, and I can't budge her. And sometimes it's poor, brave Jean.
That's worse.
I know. You get some dishes for the strawberries, please, in the cupboard.
Right. This, only having known each other for a few months, where did we meet?
How should I know?
Well, I just thought it might be better if we ended up telling the same story. Here you are.
There's a soup plate.
Well, they're dishes, aren't they?
Oh, all right.
So, what's the story, then?
I don't know. Just make it up as you go along, and if in doubt, change the subject. If Penny should ask us down for the weekend, we can't go.
Oh, that suits me fine. I hate staying in other people's houses. If you get up in the night to go to the loo, you never know which door to open. Why are you so sure she'll ask us down for the weekend, anyway?
Because she's dying of curiosity.
Sugar for the strawberries.
Yes, please, in the cupboard.
Which cupboard?
That cupboard. So, remember, if Penny asks, we just say no.
Right.
I mean, an hour of being called poor Jean is bearable. After several hours, I start feeling I really am poor Jean. Come on, we better take this out. Here we are, Penny. Strawberries and cream.
You'll have to divide those heleniums in the autumn, you know, or they'll take over. By the way, where did you two meet?
On the Dodgems, at a fair.
How bizarre!
Yes, that's what I thought. Tuck in.
Scrumptious. Mm. Where's Judith, by the way?
Out somewhere.
Oh, good. How is she?
She's very well.
Oh, I am glad. Poor Judith.
Penny.
I smashed into the back of her.
Who?
Jean on the Dodgems.
Oh, did you? Now, look, over there, that's another thing that takes over. Mint. Listen, I've just had the most terrific idea. Why don't you two come down to the cottage for the weekend? It's been such a long time, and Stephen and I would love to have you.
Well...
Oh, no, no, please, don't say no.
But, you see, the thing is, we'd like to, but...
Thank you, Penny, we'd love to.
What? I always stack my dishwasher from the back.
Do you really?
Well, it makes sense, doesn't it? If you stack from the back, you don't have to rearrange everything when you put the last few things in.
Have you written a thesis on this?
It's just common sense.
It's my dishwasher. I'll stack it how I like.
Suit yourself.
I will.
Look, I only said why.
You did not. You said why.
I don't think I said it like that at all. But if I did, it was excusable. Just say no, you said. Come down for the weekend, she said. And while I'm trying to think up an excuse, you say we'd love to.
I know, I know.
A plausible excuse was what I was trying to come up with.
What were you going to say?
Well, I haven't got as far as that.
Then you don't know whether it was going to be plausible or not, do you?
Look, don't start on
me. I'm not starting on you.
Yes, you are. It's a little trick you have. You feel guilty about something, so you turn your fire on somebody else.
Turn my fire? You make me sound like a battleship.
A rational battleship.
I know. I feel such a fool.
Then why on earth did you say yes?
Well, she's David's sister. Apart from Judith, she's all the family I've got. And after David died, she was very kind. She's never anything but well-intentioned.
Look, if you want my opinion...
Which I do, actually.
Well, you did the right thing. I mean... Putting yourself out for other people because they mean well isn't a bad thing to do.
You wouldn't.
I'm not saying I would.
But you didn't complain about me volunteering you too.
Well, you didn't give me time to.
Well, it may not be so bad.
I should hope not.
I mean, it might be quite nice.
Yes.
Don't want to go, do you?
Not really.
No, well, I'll phone. I'll phone and I'll say you've been called away on a polar expedition.
Won't that be a little transparent?
Oh, totally, but still...
It's not as though you need me there.
No. Except I do.
No. Oh. Do you?
Well, you see, with a chap in tow, I'm less of the poor Jean.
You want me there as a token chap, then, hmm? A sort of trophy.
No, well, if I'd wanted a trophy, I'd take somebody 20 years younger.
Who?
Well, somebody.
Well, to the best of my knowledge, you haven't got anybody 20 years younger, so you'll just have to make do with me.
Oh, thanks, Lionel.
I hope we can sustain this ridiculous fiction that we only met a few months ago. I told you. I'm not very good at deception.
Oh, I don't know. I thought you did very well about smashing into the back of me on the dodgings.
There we are. Now, that's your room over there, Jean. And that's your room, Lionel.
Thank you.
Thanks, Penny.
Now, I expect you'd like to freshen up before lunch, so I'll leave you to it. Stephen is laying the table, but he'll get it wrong. I know he will.
Penny!
See what I mean?
Well, he only called your name.
Yes, but it's the way he called it. Don't do anything rash, Stephen. I'm coming. What is it, Stephen?
Soup spoons do go on the right, don't they?
No, they go back in the drawer. We're not having soup. And what's the ladle for?
That was for the soup as well.
Oh, here, let me do it.
Probably the best idea. Jean seems quite cheery.
Yes, I'm so glad for her. I really am. She's been so brave since David died. But inside, she's been crying all the time. I know she has.
Well, she's always struck me as being a very together person.
And what is together?
Well...
I'll tell you what together is in poor Jean's case. Putting on a front, trying to be cheerful. It must be such a strain on her. She'll never find another David, that's for sure. What do you think of Lionel?
Lionel?
I like him.
Yes.
In an odd sort of way. Not that I mean he's odd. Well, only slightly. I mean, fancy meeting on the Dodgems. I mean, I wonder what Jean was doing on the Dodgems. I mean, I don't see her as a Dodgem sort of person. Nor Lionel, for that matter. Where did we first meet? I'd forgotten.
Well, I remember
now, what does Lionel do? Have you asked him?
No, I haven't.
Why not?
Well, I
expect it'll come up in some way. But we mustn't be too inquisitive. I mean, we know that Gina's got someone in her life at last, even though he's a bit odd. So, no probing of any sort, Stephen. Just let the conversation take its course.
Yeah. I usually do that.
Right. That's everything. Lunch is nearly ready.
Jean, Penny's calling.
Coming. I was just... Lionel, what are you doing with that elastoplast?
Sticking it above the bathroom door. If I get up in the night, I just feel for the plaster.
You can't go sticking elastoplast on people's houses.
It's only a little bit. I'm not papering the walls with it.
Supposing someone sees it.
Would you accuse a house guest of sticking a bit of elastoplast to a door frame?
Well, no.
No. Well, just leave it there, then. It's either that or taking a chance on me blundering into the wrong room in my pyjamas. Yeah. By the way, before we go down, I don't want to talk about the book.
Are you two all right?
Yes, just coming. Why don't you want to talk about the book?
Well, it's always the same old road, isn't it? People ask what it's called. I say, My Life in Kenya. They say, Oh, how interesting. Do tell us about Kenya. Then I do, and I bore them to tears.
Oh, all right, then. Come on. Let's go down. I can see that sticking plaster from here.
Only because you know it's there.
More coffee, Jean?
Thank you, Stephen. You were saying, Penny?
I was saying, poor Jean. All those awful years alone, with poor Judith, just a child. I mean, I don't use the word struggle lightly, but a struggle it must have been.
Yes, it wasn't a lot of fun in the workhouse.
I'm only telling Lionel.
Lionel knows all this.
Oh, do you, Lionel?
Well, yes. We talk a lot, Jean and I. We go back a long way, after all.
I thought you said you'd only known each other for just a few months.
Yes, we have.
It just seems like way back now, you know.
I see.
Dodgems, you
say?
Yes.
I still can't imagine what you were doing on the Dodgems in the first place.
Well, you know, driving around.
What a desperate thing to do.
I was not desperate.
No, I mean going to a fair alone at your age. You just had to be with people, didn't you?
No.
Jean was with a whole crowd of people.
Yes, I was with a huge crowd, a dozen or more of us.
I thought you said you'd lost touch with the old crowd.
Well, this was a new crowd, all right?
I'm only interested, Jean.
Yes, sorry, I didn't mean to snap.
You had so much going for you, you and David.
Would anyone like a glass of port?
A kind husband, a loving father, so much to look forward to. And then...
Lionel's a psychiatrist.
Really? What? Oh, a psychiatrist? How fascinating. Absolutely fascinating.
Oh, it's just a job, really.
I mean, being able to look into the human psyche. What do you make of Stephen and me? Go on, tell us, just for fun.
Perhaps some other time.
Strangely enough, I'm in medicine too.
Oh, Stephen, you're only a dentist. Listen, Lionel, I respect professional confidentiality completely. Of course I do. But have you been of any real help to Jean professionally?
I've often hoped it might help, but no.
Funny place for a psychiatrist to go to, a fair.
Not at all. I expect Lionel's a great observer of human nature, aren't you, Lionel?
Non-stop.
Fascinating. Would you like a nap?
Not particularly, no.
Jean, do you nap in the afternoon?
No, I work in the afternoons. Actually, Lionel and I thought we might take a stroll around the garden, didn't we, Lionel?
Yes, we did.
Yes, of course, you go on then. We'll wash up.
Oh, are you sure?
Yes, it's only bunging things in the dishwasher anyway. I was the dishwasher from the back, Lionel. Do you think that denotes a flaw in my personality?
No, on the contrary, it just means that you're a very rational sort of person.
Oh, good.
A psychiatrist?
It was the first thing I thought of.
Why think of anything at all?
Well, you didn't want to talk about the book.
But nobody even asked me what I did. Then you suddenly announce, out of the blue, Lionel's a psychiatrist.
I just wanted to change the subject.
Couldn't you have done something simpler? Like throwing a chair through a window?
It's Penny. She goes on and on.
I know she does. But does it really matter?
Yes, it does. It does. It matters because it reminds me how awful those years were after David died. I did love him.
You said that.
Yes, I know. Not in the same way that I loved you when we were young, but I did love him.
All right. We'll just have to try to steer the conversation onto something else.
Instead of having known each other for a few months in psychiatry.
Both your inventions.
Yes, sorry.
Looking on the bright side, at least I don't have to prove that I'm a psychiatrist. If you'd said I was a fire eater, Penny would probably have produced a box of matches and asked for a demonstration.
Now, as if I'd have said you were a fire eater.
As if you'd have said I was a psychiatrist.
Look, we'd better go in. And no more lies.
Good idea. We're having enough trouble with the two we've got.
Ah, there you are, Lionel. The girls are in the kitchen clearing up supper.
Girls?
Well, little ladies, then. Having a chit-chat, I suppose. What do you suppose little ladies chit-chat about?
Little gentlemen, I suppose.
Probably. Shall we take our drinks into the conservatory?
Good idea.
What a beautiful evening.
Yes. I'm glad I came home.
Came home?
I don't know why I said that. I meant it's nice to be at home. In England.
Hmm. You'll forgive me for saying so, old man, but you and Jean seem to be somewhat ill at ease.
Do we?
And I think I know why. You've known each other a good deal longer than just a few months, haven't you?
Yes. We knew each other a long time ago, before she ever met David. How did you know?
Well, to be honest, that Dodgems thing never really passed muster.
I was afraid of that.
In any case, one doesn't need to be a Sherlock Holmes to notice little things.
What things?
The odd little look and so on.
Oh. Does Penny know?
Good heavens, no, bless her heart. She only talks. Never really looks or listens.
Jean never told her husband about me, you see.
More than just a casual acquaintance, then.
Quite a lot more.
I shan't say anything, of course.
I'd be most grateful.
No, if the subject come up again, we'll just try and steer it onto something else.
Like my being a psychiatrist.
Good idea. Fascinating subject, psychiatry.
Oh, dear.
What's that?
Nothing.
Well, it is a fascinating subject, though, isn't it?
Yes, it must be. To a layman, I mean.
Tell me, how long have you been a psychiatrist? Several years.
Oh, yes, several years. But, you know, sometimes it only seems like a couple of hours.
Always something new, I suppose.
Something like that.
Fascinating. I wonder what the girls are chit-chatting about.
I do wish Lionel would tell us more about his work. It must be so interesting.
Well, I don't suppose Stephen talks much shop, does he?
Well, I don't encourage him to. Who wants to talk about teeth? I like Lionel.
So do I.
Poor Jean.
Oh, now, why poor Jean again?
Well, I mean, meeting Lionel so late in life. I mean, you know how fond I was of David, but I know that he'd been so pleased if you'd met somebody...
Well, after a decent interval.
Yes, quite.
Yes, I know he would. But now that Lionel and I have met...
So late.
That's the second time you said that. We're not exactly in our dotage.
No, of course you're not. And companionship can be a wonderful thing. In its own way. Poor Jean.
Companionship?
Well, I mean, let's face it.
Penny, I think you ought to know that my relation with Lionel goes a long way beyond companionship.
Good gracious. Does it?
Of course.
You mean...
Yes, of course.
But you didn't say...
Well, it's not the kind of thing that you throw into conversation right away, is it?
I think it's wonderful.
Good.
But you didn't say...
No, we've done that one.
No, but I mean, I'd automatically put you in separate rooms.
Oh, no, well, that's fine. No, that's all right.
No, it isn't fine. You should have said. No, I'll change things round upstairs. It won't take a jiff.
No, Penny. Oh, dear.
I think it was 1954.
I think you're right.
I know the track was in Iffley Road, Oxford.
Funny name for a road.
Yes.
How did we get on to Roger Bannister, anyway?
You asked Lionel about manic depressives.
Yes, I did.
Roger Bannister isn't a manic depressive, is he?
Of course not.
Then how did we get on to him?
I really couldn't say. Ooh, sorry about that. Must be the country air.
Good Lord, is that the time?
I'm ready for bed.
So am I.
Oh, I'm not. I'm not tired at all.
Shall I make some more coffee?
No, there's no need for that. I know. Let's play whist.
It's 1 o'clock.
Oh, is it really? Is everybody tired, then?
Whilst not wanting to sound
inhospitable... Oh, right, then. Well, I'm off to bed, then. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
She went rather quickly.
Yeah. You're the psychiatrist, Lionel. Is she under some sort of strain?
It's nothing I can really talk about. Good night.
Good night, Lionel.
Good night.
What?
Shh.
What?
We're in here.
What?
Come in.
What do you mean, we're in here?
We're in here.
Why?
Well, Penny changed things round.
Oh, did she?
We are guests.
I know we're guests. That's no reason for it. Well, why did she change things round?
I don't know.
Well, I'd better have a word.
No. It was me.
I see.
No, don't smile. It wasn't intentional. I didn't intend things to turn out like this.
But it was your fault?
Yes. Oh.
What did you say to Penny?
I told her we slept together.
Well, we did, but that was 38 years ago.
Now, you know what I mean.
You're beginning to worry me. Are you starting to lie purely for the sake of it, or what?
Of course I mean.
Then why the latest?
Poor G.
Oh, not again.
Yes. Companionship can be a wonderful thing, she said. Damn cheek.
You're like a moth to her flame, aren't you?
Well, she insulted you as well.
What did she say about me?
Well, you were part of the companionship can be a wonderful thing, by implication.
Well, the difference is I didn't rise to the bait.
No, the difference is that you weren't there to rise to the bait.
Well, if I had been, I'd have shrugged it off.
Well, I didn't.
No. So, here we are.
Yes.
In a non-companionable sense.
Supposedly. Yes.
Right. Well, they're washing up. When they come up, I'll sneak back to my original room.
But you can't. You don't know who's going to be in there.
They're not taking in paying guests, are they?
Look, they've given us their room. I mean, one of them might be in your room, or both of them, but I don't know.
No. I'm not sleeping on the floor.
Well, no one asked you to sleep on the floor.
Good.
I'll sleep in the chair.
No, you won't.
Oh, all right.
What are you doing?
Well, you need a blanket. I'm taking one off the bed.
I'm not sleeping in the chair either.
What?
Look, you got us into this mess, thanks to another lie. First, we only met a few months ago, then I'm a psychiatrist, and now this.
Well, what are we going to do?
Against the grain of today's behaviour, we're going to act like grown-ups. It is a bed for two people.
Yes, it is. Right. Well, I'm in.
Oh, it's a cupboard.
Why are you you suddenly so interested in cupboards?
I need to change into my pyjamas.
Oh, I see. Well, I'll hide my eyes.
I'll change in the bathroom. I realize why you tore up here like a sprinter, now. Where are my pyjamas?
Well, I... Oh, look, under your pillow, neatly folded.
Thank you.
It's just like a hotel.
I wish it were. I'd feel quite differently about this if it were.
Oh?
I'll make a dash for the bathroom.
Oh, sorry, Lionel, I didn't know you were in there.
No, that's all right. I've finished.
Is everything all right?
Yes. Why?
You've got your clothes under your arm.
Oh, these. Yes. Well, I was cleaning my teeth, and I thought I might as well change into my pyjamas at the same time.
Well, I see. You know what I found in the passage?
What?
A piece of elastoplaster.
Good gracious, did you? Well, good night. Stephen found the elastoplast.
It had to happen.
I think I know which rooms not to go into now, anyway.
Good.
Well.
Well.
One small step for man.
Hear my song, Violetta.
Pardon?
Joseph Locke sang that at the Hackney Empire. It wasn't a military song at all.
He probably sang something military before it.
Probably.
We're on the wrong side.
What?
Well, all those years ago, I slept on that side and you slept on this side.
Well, does it matter now?
No, yeah, probably not. No, we'll change over.
Oh,
anyway.
Right.
There. That's better, isn't it?
Well, yes, it is, actually.
One thing. If I move suddenly in the night...
Yes?
It'll be cramp. I sometimes get cramp in bed.
Well, I'll try to remember. It's funny, this, isn't it?
Under the circumstances, I suppose it's the only word to choose.
I'm sorry.
Oh, don't be sorry. It's rather nice.
Well, it is rather.
Companionship.
It's not a nasty word.
No. Not nasty. A bit patronising.
Well, yes, that's what I said.
Yes, I know. You were defending your honour.
Are you sure you've got the right word?
Well, yes. In an inverted sort of way. Do we look smug in the morning?
Well, not particularly. We have slept together before.
Yes. Except that Penny doesn't know it was 38 years ago.
We'll just look slightly smug, then.
This seems like yesterday.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. It doesn't. Lights out?
Lights out.
Old habits.
Old habits.
I think we could move a little closer together, don't you?
Yes, I think we probably could.
Hello again.
Hello again.
You've been listening to As Time Goes By, written by Bob Larbey, starring Judy Dench as Jean and Jeffrey Palmer as Lionel. Stephen was played by Paul Chapman and Penny by Moira Fraser. The producer was Martin Fisher. The world will always grow.